Hey guys, Deshaun here. This post I really wanted to talk about inner peace and how it's our jobs to protect that inner peace and why sometimes protecting your inner peace actually requires a bulletproof vest. So every day I kind of, you know, wake up and as I kind of move out in the world on my commute and this, that, and the other, I almost have this thing where I want to kind of wish I had something written on my forehead that said, "Don't kill my vibe." You know, where it's like, if I'm feeling good, if I'm woke up in a good mood, good vibrations, almost the first people we interact with can kind of affect how, can affect our moods, you know, whether that's someone we live with, whether that's someone we go out on our commute and someone cutting us off, etc. There's always a way for someone else to affect our internal vibrations, our vibe, right? So every single day, you know, whether you're, you know, like I said, in the commute in your car and someone cuts you off, you're on the train, you're walking down the streets in New York City, like in my case, but we can't, you know, we can't let these people or certain things affect our vibe, you know. But imagine this for me, right? Imagine there's a large circle, right? A large yellow circle. And inside that circle, there's a smaller black circle. And written on that black circle, it says your inner peace, right? And outside of that smaller circle, there's another circle with a border. And outside of that, there's another and another. So imagine there's maybe four circles combined. This will be a picture of this on my Instagram or on the website so you can get a better idea. But the smallest circle in the middle represents your inner peace on a daily basis, right? And the circle on the outermost edge, this represents things that, you know, would affect you for a few minutes, like someone cutting you off in traffic or bumping you on the street. These are things you get over in like 5 or 6 minutes, you're moving about your day. The next circle means these are things that will kind of affect you, you know, for a few hours, you know, like a coworker being rude to you or you're spilling coffee on your shirt. These are things that kind of, you know, they affect you, but you know how to move past them. You know how to get past them after a certain amount of time or after talking to certain people or dealing with other things internally. You can move past these things. The next circle that's kind of right up next to your inner peace circle, these are things that are, you know, a bit deeper issues like stress from work or stress with issues you're dealing with at work or, you know, relationship issues with your family or lovers, etc. These are things that kind of really affect how your inner peace looks on a day-to-day, month-to-month, year-to-year basis. These things have the ability to stick with you for a very long time. And as they kind of penetrate your inner peace even more, these are the issues that kind of, you know, make you feel off balance, like your life is incomplete, like, you know, you're depressed and you feel out of control. Because you do feel out of control because you let certain issues that are happening on the outside of you affect your inner peace. So therefore, you almost see that there's almost no solution to them because your inner peace is all messed up, you know? The point here for all of this is to learn how to protect that inner circle, you know, to learn how to, you know, develop that bulletproof vest almost. You have to control where certain issues land. You have to control where they land. You know, if you got a coworker or you're dealing with stress from work, you got to find a way to get that to the outermost circle so it affects you for a couple of minutes and you can move on. The more issues you can move to the outside, the better off your inner peace is going to be. I'm going to read from an Instagram post that I put up a while back, and it kind of helps put it in perspective. I'm in constant repair and searching for inner peace. The challenge I see is less about me having peace of mind and being at peace with myself, but listening to my heartbeats and my breaths. It's developing the ability to not let outside vibrations, thoughts, opinions, and criticisms affect my inner peace. It's like a boat on still water, and any wave causes that boat to rock. The inner peace is realizing you are under constant attack from negative and positive thoughts like bullets. You need to be able to keep them out of your inner peace. Peace is your rock. Let nothing move it unless it's your will. And, you know, that's, in a nutshell, how I try to go about protecting my inner peace. I hope you guys enjoyed this post. Definitely don't forget to share. Some claps would be awesome. And, you know, I hope to see you guys in the next post. Thank you.